defending liberty 1 hour at a time and broadcasting from the RWB Network Studios in New York, you're listening to The Rhino Report. Always right.
Let's get ready to rumble!
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
She got chunked. You are very rude.
If you want to turn yourselves into a greasy spot on a country road somewhere, go right ahead.
And now, here's your host, The Rhino.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Hello, hello, hello. I am The Rhino, and this is my report today, Thursday, June 2nd, 2016. I can't believe it's June already. I mean, I should have said that yesterday, but today it's the 2nd, and I still can't believe it. And we're coming to you, of course, from the RWB Network Studios in New York and live on CRN Digital Talk Radio. You know, some of you know, one of my biggest pet peeves is when you go in the morning to get coffee at like a 7-Eleven. Now, there's one up the block from me, so I go there quite frequently, probably more than I should. And there are people in the morning buying lotto tickets. Nothing annoys me more than people who buy lotto tickets at like 8, 9 o'clock in the morning. This is a high traffic time of day. Get out of the way. I need my coffee or things might get physical. So I walk in this morning and there's a sign on the counter, a big prominent sign says, no lotto today, machine is broken. Perfect, right? Perfect. I look around. There is not a soul in the place. One lady walked in after me and that was it. So I go get my coffee, put my light cream in it, no sugar, go to pay. And now this person is in such a rush. They put money down next to me and they walk out. And right there is my second pet peeve. People who can't wait in line. They put the money down. You're in such a rush to get out. I was the only person in line. I couldn't believe it. Couldn't believe it. But at least there was no lotto. At least the lotto machine was broken. These people play their lucky numbers every day. They can't be that lucky. They keep playing lotto. I don't know how lucky they are. All right, let's get to today's headlines. First, Trump University educates us about dirty politicians and corrupt judges. Also, Bernie Sanders is in a good position to win California next week, but does he have a real clear path to the Democrat nomination, or will his supporters have to retreat back to their parents' basements? Also, a George Mason University professor likens Trump supporters to radical Muslims. We have all that, plus I have this burning sensation to talk about the fire challenge. Well, it's a hot topic. And there is no honor at one Plano, Texas high school this year. Plus, we'll fish into the mailbag, the Rhino mailbag, and pick out one of your letters, answer it live on air, all that, plus your daily dose of common sense you can only find here on the Rhino Report. But first, let's kick the show off the same way we always do, with a salute to our country, with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Remember, you can check out therhinoreport.com. It's there for your viewing pleasure on the internet, now with a lowercase I, in case you missed the AP style update yesterday. Web and internet, now lowercase letters, no longer capitalized. There's a new article called In My Bathroom by Tina. She put it up there a couple days ago. It's a good one. You should read what's going on in Tina's bathroom. You can also catch up on old shows of The Rhino Report. Don't get left behind. Every day we have little nuggets of wisdom you're going to want to share with your friends, your coworkers, your psychiatrist, whatever it is. Check them out on iTunes, TuneIn, Spreaker, Podbean, Stitcher, iHeart, all over the place. And as always, still looking for more Rhino reporters. You can get your message out there. Send me a submission of what you would like to write about. Rhino, R-Y-N-O, at rwbnetwork.com. We'll take a look at it. We'll talk about it. We'll get you published. 300 to 500 people a day can hear your thoughts. Pretty cool, huh? Also, don't forget to follow me on Twitter. I have some pretty unique things to say once in a while. Last night was one of those once in a whiles. You can follow me there at Rhino on Air. That's at Rhino, R-Y-N-O, on air. We have so much to get to today, guys. Hang in there. You're listening to The Rhino Report on CRN Digital Talk Radio. So you've missed the healthcare deadline and don't have any form of healthcare? Liberty HealthShare has the answer. Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. For those of you who have already enrolled but just aren't satisfied with what you've chosen, there's still hope. Liberty HealthShare allows Americans to control, manage, and direct their healthcare, yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having healthcare insurance. thus giving you freedom from insurance. Liberty HealthShare empowers their members by giving them the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Memberships are for individuals, couples, and families, offering a variety of options to best suit an individual's medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American like myself, looking for contract-free healthcare, then this is for you. For more information on how to enroll at any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org to request a free estimate. Do it today. All right, guys, welcome back to the Rhino Report. Quick little break there, and now we can move on with today's topics. But first, did you guys see this story? This is also out of Texas, about this 8th grade teacher that's been having sex with her 13-year-old student for, like, months now. This happens all the time. We hear about it all the time. But it's not all the time that the teacher is smoking. I mean, she's a good-looking lady. The parents had no problem with it. In fact, the teacher became pregnant, and when she thought the fuzz was coming for her, she went and she got an abortion to try to get rid of the evidence. Listen, this happens too often. She's out on a $100,000 bond, I believe. You know, the parents, I don't think, will be testifying against her. I don't know what kind of case the state has. She will do some time, probably, for this. But yeah, I don't remember having a teacher that looked anything like her. Her name is Alexandria Vera. My teachers in 8th grade, they were like all old bags of dirt. If I had one of these teachers, I would have paid a lot closer attention. Apparently all his friends knew about it. Like, a lot of people knew about it. They met in summer school, and I don't know. There's a whole story. A whole Romeo and Juliet type story, I suppose. Now, you know, as I'm sitting in traffic today, which I normally do here on Long Island, I start thinking about, you know, what are we going to do for the show and how we're going to prep for it. And I started thinking about Bernie Sanders. At first, I thought it was Colonel Sanders because I was hungry, but no, it was Bernie Sanders. And everyone keeps saying, myself included, what kind of chance he has to actually get the nomination. Does he actually have a chance? So what I usually do in these instances when I'm not sure about something, I turn to math. Because math doesn't lie. You get a zero-sum answer every single time. It's right there in front of you. So I want to turn kind of to the numbers here for a minute, and we'll talk about Bernie for a little while, because California is coming up, and this is a big one. This is a big one. As it stands right now, Hillary Clinton has 1,769 pledged delegates, 543 super kingmakers, which gives her a total of 2,312. That leaves her 71 shy of the 2,383 she needs to lock up the nomination. Bernie has 1,501 delegates pledged and 44 supers, so almost 500 less than Hillary, which gives him a total of 1,545 delegates, leaving him 838 short with 9 states remaining. Of those 9 states, there are 781 pledged and 133 superdelegates available. If Bernie were to win all of these states and then win over these kingmakers, these superdelegates that the Democrats have, all 133 of them, he would still need to persuade 185 Clinton supers to go to his side. Alright, so there's the math on that. The numbers alone don't look convincing for Bernie. They really don't. You know, of the 20 states that Bernie has won so far, he has only received 26 superdelegates out of those states. Out of those same 20 states that Hillary lost, she received 108. 108. So when Bernie says this thing has been rigged, he's not wrong. He is a 100% correct. Of all of the pledged delegates so far, the percentage breaks down like this. Of all the states and the primaries and territories up to now, Hillary has won 54% of all pledged delegates. Bernie's won 46%. This thing is really close. By the numbers, by that number alone, it's really close. Winning the next states, if Bernie were to win the next 9 states, he brings that percentage just about to 50-50. It's not entirely likely he'll win all nine. It's very possible California. New Jersey, kind of Hillary country. Not one superdelegate has flipped from Hillary to Bernie since voting began. In fact, over half of Hillary's superdelegates pledged to her before voting even began. Over half. In 2008, only about a dozen supers flipped. So Bernie's going to have to win out and then flip 185. So maybe the math isn't really in his favor when you come down to the delegates, which is how they do this. They do it on purpose this way so that they can choose their candidate, right? They don't really care what the voter says. If they cared about the voter, then in these 20 states that Bernie won, he wouldn't have only gotten 26 supers to Hillary's 108. The one thing Bernie does have on his side right now is the polling. And that is not going unnoticed, especially by mainstream media. It's the first thing they want to show you. Poll after poll shows Bernie beating Trump by wider margins than Hillary. Much wider margins. So, some of that winds up being who answers the phone. Who's home during the day when that phone rings? Is it more likely to be a Bernie supporter at home, or is it more likely to be a Hillary supporter at home? That's what some of it has to do with. Also, it has to do with some of these polls are done online exclusively. Now, which supporters do you think are more likely to hang out online? Bernie supporters or Hillary supporters? So that may be the discrepancy there. But regardless, he still shows a much wider margin against Trump than Hillary. Not even close in some instances. What is possible is Bernie winding up with more states than Hillary. He could do it. Which even Democrats who have a loose understanding of democracy will point to that. They'll point to majority rule. Now this, if there's ever going to be a spot, this would be the spot where Bernie could pick up the 185 supers he will need. Most of these supers, these Democrat superdelegates, most of them are people who hold elected office, either locally or nationally. Much like their GOP counterparts, they don't want to get real jobs. They don't want to do it. They like their little scenario now. Nice offices on Capitol Hill, expense accounts, interns. That all sounds really good to me, too. So it may come down to Philly. It may come down to those supers who live in or represent very, very Bernie popular areas and don't want to lose their jobs. That's what this always comes down to. Whenever you have a question in politics, ask yourself two questions. Is there a re-election at stake or is there money at stake? Those two questions will answer whatever question you have about that politician and the decisions they make. There hasn't been one point in this whole process where Hillary has really been in control. She hasn't been in control at all. She's scripted. She can't even portray being in control well. Scripted, she's robotic. She wants to take away jobs. I mean, she only does friendly interviews. There's been no points where she's looked in control, and now she looks even less in control than she ever did before. So does Bernie have a path? Yeah, it's there. Is it clear? Well, it's a little fuzzy. Probably like his vision and like his hair. A little fuzzy. But it may just be there. We're going to continue on this when we get back. And then we're going to talk about a wacky professor at George Mason University, the fire challenge, the Rhino mailbag, all sorts of stuff. Hang in there, guys. You're listening to the Rhino Report on CRN Digital Talk Radio.
Come to Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurante in Fullerton, California for authentic family-style Italian dinners. Come to Angelo's and Vinci's and celebrate your party or event in one of our festive banquet rooms. Angelo's and Vinci's, Fullerton, California, 550 North Harbor Boulevard. Named the Orange County Hot List Top 5 Italian Restaurant for 7 years in a row. And a Top 10 Pizza Restaurant by Gale, featuring traditional and award-winning pizzas. Offering Sunday champagne brunch from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. just $16.95. Choose from over 20 items, plus create your own personal omelet. Delicious lunches, including our express lunch buffet, $8.95 with over 15 items. And dinner 7 days a week. Getting married? Angelo's and Vinci's won this year's Wedding Wire Couples Choice Award. You can talk to our experienced staff of wedding coordinators. We treat you as guests at your own wedding reception. It's all at Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurante at 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Call 714-879-4022. 714-879-4022.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information.
They had obviously researched every place, not just given me names.
Really? Yeah.
They found me a place for what she could afford, and it was magnificent.
We're now very confident that she's safe, and they just helped every step of the way, and I can't thank them enough.
So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, call A Place for Mom. This is a free service, and you can trust them to help you.
If you're struggling to find reliable senior living information for your mom or dad, then call or go online to get the free help you need during this turbulent time. Call now, 800-471-5173, 800-471-5173.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
All right, welcome back to the Rhino Report. I am your host and your friend, the Rhino. Before the break, we were talking about Hillary and her lack of control. Somebody who likes to control all of her surroundings, from who carries her bags out of, Saks Fifth Avenue to when she gets a haircut at the special place she likes. She likes control. Loves control. Couldn't control her husband. Not at all. And she hasn't shown any control in this primary race. None. We talked about it. She's scripted. When you see these rallies, it is painfully scripted. It's robotic. She puts her arms out and claps like she's some sort of robot, and she waves the right hand 4 times and waves the left hand 4 times. It's like she's doing the Macarena. The whole thing is robotic. She's vowed to take away jobs. Well, you lose control when you say things like that. People think that, well, if Hillary doesn't like the industry I work in, she'll make sure I'm unemployed. We saw that with the coal miners in West Virginia. She only does friendly interviews. CNN, MSNBC, ABC, NBC, the alphabets, that's where she does her interviews. Trump has been on all of them. He's controlled the news cycle on all of them. When was the last time Hillary was on Fox News doing an interview? It's years. It's a couple years. I think it was Megyn Kelly and Bret Baier a couple of years ago did an interview with her. Her and Bill Ayers. I don't know, for some reason the two of them were on like back to back. And she's relying on supers, which is the backdoor way of getting in. It's like if you're at the end of the baseball season, right, and your magic number is 2 games, well, your fans want you to win those 2 games to lock in your playoff spot. But you can always get to the playoffs by having your opponent, whoever is next in line, lose 2 games. That's how you back your way into the playoffs. Well, it's kind of the same thing here. And she also killed these debate opportunities. She had an opportunity to debate with Bernie Sanders in California, and she didn't want to do it, losing control, because that gives all the ammo to Bernie. He goes, she doesn't want to debate me. Losing control. Plus, she really hasn't stated any real positions. Her only platform is, I'm a woman. That's the only platform. I'm not sure if she's mentioned that before, but she's a woman, and that's what her platform is. And listen, that may get her through the primaries. It may do it. But we've already seen that doesn't resonate on a national level with voters. We've seen that poll after poll. Hillary only holds a 12% edge on Trump with women. 12%. Now, in 2012, Barack Obama won women by 12%, but he lost men by 8%. That's a 20-point differential, the largest gender gap we've seen since 1952, since they started polling for that sort of information. In 2008, Obama won women by 14%, and he tied men. No gap there. But Hillary, she has a problem with the men. It's not so much you can't get her women's numbers up. They're going to hang around where they are, maybe if not drop a little bit. It's the men. She's losing men by 20%, poll after poll. Trump beats her 20%. And he's closing the gap on women too. Very, very slightly. It's small, incremental, but it's still there. It's still there. The fact of the matter is Hillary will never really appeal to most men. She just won't. And this is going to be a big problem for her. Men view her as weak. A lot of men view her as being very, very weak. Some men feel she was unable to keep her husband happy. Now, that may sound misogynist or whatever you want to say, but that's the fact of the matter. Men don't really see her as qualified. What has she done to be qualified as president? Being the first lady does not qualify you. It doesn't. Secretary of State, what did she do there? She pushed a reset button that didn't even work. We have problems in Libya. She let 4 Americans die in Benghazi. What qualifies her? And a lot of men don't want to see someone with her history send their son or daughter off to war. They don't want to see it. She's already proved she can't answer the phone. I think most importantly, a lot of men view her as being a liar. I know me, I look at somebody and I get a gut feeling about them. And I can tell if they're lying to me or not. Most of the time I'm right. And I think a lot of men feel the same way. We judge people based on our conversations with them, what we see about them. We make our own decisions. We don't need a poll to tell us if someone's a liar or not. And she's failing in that category, big time. While Bernie is off his nut in terms of ideology, men just don't see him as being a liar. They don't. Because he believes everything he says. He really does. That's the fact. It may be unfortunate and it may be kooky, but he believes what he says. And men are preferring Bernie in California. Polling shows it. Polling shows it. All right, we're going to wrap this up with a poll when we come back, and then we're going to move on to some other more exciting topics like lighting ourselves on fire and having no honor in Texas. We'll be back. You're listening to the Rhino Report on CRN Digital Talk Radio.
Come to Wine Country. Vacation at the beautiful Fountain Grove Inn and Conference Center in Santa Rosa, California. Experience the luxurious guest rooms, generously sized and decorated in the Tuscan tradition. Sleep on pillow top mattresses with luxurious linens and down-filled comforters. The Fountain Grove Inn also offers complimentary Wi-Fi and internet access, and you can enjoy coffee in the hotel lobby. And now you can visit the new steakhouse at Equus Restaurant and the Equus Lounge, all at the Fountain Grove Inn. Relax and enjoy a glass of wine and learn about wine with CRN radio host Larry Van Alston as What's Cooking on Wine radio show is broadcast at the Fountain Grove Inn Hotel and Conference Center, located in the heart of Sonoma wine country, easily located in Santa Rosa off the 101 freeway at the Fountain Grove Parkway exit. Call 707-578-6101. That's 707-578-6101 or visit fountaingroveinn.com. Call now 707-578-6101.
When you really want Italian food, you've got to go to Columbo's. Columbo's Italian Steakhouse and Jazz Club, Colorado Boulevard, Eagle Rock. It's that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. If you haven't been to Columbo's, you don't know what you're missing. Delicious food. The steaks of this side are fabulous. The seafood so fresh and flavorful. Columbo's family Italian specialties are Southern California legendary, and the meatballs, the best in the West, North, South, and East. Plus service that's friendly but not fawning, and jazz every night, and it's also affordable. That's what makes Columbo special, and they make special easy, whether for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. That's why when you really want Italian food, you've got to go to Columbo's, because it really is that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. Columbo's, making special easy every day. Columbo's, mangia.
This is Larry Minetti for Herpanicin, the acne medication that really works from the inside out. If you suffer from skin problems, Herpanicin is the most unique and effective formula on the market. It cleans your skin from the inside out and gets rid of all kinds of acne and blemishes on your back, neck, and your face. It works so well, you can look and feel like a movie star. Herpanicin, a natural supplement created by Dr. Wayne Diamond. You take a pill, and that's it. I've been on these supplements, and they really work, folks. Don't be afraid to look in the mirror ever again. Get Herpanicin today. Call 888-467-4200. That's 888-467-4200. Herpanicin, it really works. 888-467-4200. Tell them Larry Minetti told you to call and look and feel like $1 million with Herpanicin. Call 888-467-4200.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
All right, guys, welcome back to the show. Before we move on from Hillary and Bernie on to much bigger and better things, at least more fun to talk about, I wanted to go over one more poll. There has not been a lot of real credible polling out of California. A lot of local stuff, TV stations, newspapers. You got to throw a lot of that in the garbage. A lot of it is just really, really bad sampling, bad multipliers. The whole thing is off. But there is one somewhat credible poll. This is from NBC, Wall Street Journal, Marist. They've been pretty good in terms of the Democrat side this year. A little off on the GOP. But since we're talking about Democrats now, this might be all right. This shows Hillary at 49%, Bernie at 47%, well within the 3% margin of error. So a statistical dead heat. The interesting thing about this poll is when you expand it to include new voters. Now, there have been over 1.5 million new voter registrations in California, either independent or Democrat, since January 1. Bernie takes the lead, 48-47. So it's these new voters that are really, really going to maybe change the landscape here for Queen Hillary. Hillary in this poll leads in the over 45 category, go figure. She leads in women, and she leads in past Democrat voters. Bernie leads in this poll with first-timers, independents, under 45 years old, men, and Hispanic. That's where he leads. Now, just based on that, which candidate sounds more exciting to you? The one who leads over 45s and past voters, or the one who leads under 45s, independents, first-timers? Which candidate sounds a little bit more like a 2008 Barack Obama to you? I'll let you guys sit on that one for a second. California is not the only primary on June 7th. There's North Dakota, South Dakota, New Mexico, New Jersey, and I believe Montana all go on the 7th. Hillary's fight is not over. In fact, it may just be beginning. We'll see. Bernie has a lot of work to do, but if he's dedicated, he may just have a Trump-Bernie general election. That would be awfully weird. But all right, let's kick this topic for now. Let's move on to a professor by the name of David Alfer from George Mason University. He's actually an adjunct professor. We don't want to give him the full title of professor quite yet. He compares Trump supporters to Islamists and radical Muslims. He did this in a story on a left-wing website called Raw Story. He published this. He accuses Pamela Geller, Ann Coulter, Michael Savage, Glenn Beck of pandering to fear and prejudice and theft. You know, I'm a little annoyed that I wasn't included in this list. I mean, there's some good names here. Geller, Coulter, Savage, Beck. Hey, where's Rhino? I don't see it in here. So obviously the guy does not know what he's talking about, just by pure omission there. He says Trump praises violence and he embraces racism. Well, here's the actuality of it. Mr. Alfer, I don't believe, owns a TV. He mustn't, because he hasn't seen the thousands of hours of anti-Trump rioting at his rallies. Spitting on people, throwing rocks at people, burning the American flag. These are not the Trump supporters. These are the people rioting at the Trump rallies, trashing police cruisers, physically assaulting rally goers. You know, someone like David Alfer, adjunct professor David Alfer at George Mason University, he points to the old man at that North Carolina rally who punched somebody. That's what they all refer to. When they talk about violence at Trump rallies, that's what they go back to. The guy in Asheville, North Carolina, that may have had one or too many Budweisers and punched somebody on the stairs. I mean, in fairness, the guy who got punched didn't even know he got hit. You just see his face, he's like, oh, what was that? Was there a fly in here? He didn't even know he got hit. But that's what they all go back to. It's pretty funny. You know, Professor Alfer here doesn't realize what the real problem is. You know, the real problem is that professors like himself that encourage their students to attend these anti-Trump riots under the guise of being patriotic and fighting for a cause, right? The problem is these college presidents that acquiesce to students who petition to remove grades lower than C from their report cards because they don't want D's or F's, even though they may not deserve a C. The problem is college elitists that have never spent not even one day outside the halls of academia, yet they claim to know what the problem with America is. The problem isn't Beck, Coulter, Savage, Geller, or, well, Rhino. The problem is David Alfer and his anti-American rhetoric. That's the problem. You know what the solution is? Donald Trump. That's the solution. So, when you hear this kind of stuff being spewed about, the grain of salt. It's often the loser who gets to be a little bit louder. You know, they're the ones that start screaming and yelling. They don't like losing. Democrats don't like losing. Because in their minds, there is no winner and loser. Of course, unless they win. But if they lose, no, we're all on the same plane. Everyone's on the same plane, fit into that nice, neat little box they want to put us all in. All right, let's move on from George Mason University. Let's head over to another university, Trump University. Well, Trump University is starting to give us all a lesson here in dirty politics and corrupt judges. This is interesting how this whole thing is unfolding. It's looking more and more likely that the accusations against Trump U are really nothing more than a hit job put on by the Democrat Party. That's what it's starting to look like. Now, Trump has accused Judge Gonzalo Curiel of being biased. And you know what? He might not be 100% wrong. He might not be. Judge Curiel is an activist for San Diego La Raza, which means the race in Spanish, as far as I know. And he's actually been honored by this group. Now, he's also recommended at least one illegal immigrant for a college scholarship. And this judge, all of a sudden, may not seem like he's so impartial. Like, maybe those scales of justice, maybe he's peaking just a little bit. Just a little bit. I want to get a little bit more into this in the next segment. We don't have a ton of time to go over it. But I do think it's important that we talk about it just a little bit. And we're going to give you the facts. Just the facts, man. We're not going to give you a lot of editorializing here because, I mean, you read on the website and see it on TV, lots of editorializing. Let's just get down to what the brass tacks is about Trump you. All right? And then we'll compare it to, well, Romney you, and we'll see who has the higher success rate. So hang in there. We have a couple of more lightning rounds coming up. You are listening to The Rhino Report on CRN Digital Talk Radio. So you've missed the healthcare deadline and don't have any form of healthcare? Liberty HealthShare has the answer. Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. For those of you who have already enrolled but just aren't satisfied with what you've chosen, there's still hope. Liberty HealthShare allows Americans to control, manage, and direct their healthcare, yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having healthcare insurance, thus giving you freedom from insurance. Liberty HealthShare empowers their members by giving them the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Memberships are for individuals, couples, and families, offering a variety of options to best suit an individual's medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American like myself, looking for contract-free healthcare, then this is for you. For more information on how to enroll at any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org to request a free estimate. Do it today.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
All right, guys, welcome back to the Rhino Report. A couple of lightning round segments again here today, kind of a potpourri show now. We're talking about this Trump University and how Trump has called the judge, Judge Curiel, a racist or biased or whatever against him, and he has a political motivation to all this. And as it turns out, there may be some motivation. There may be some. This judge has released court filings against Trump U, totally unredacted, exposing persons' personal information about the plaintiffs, and really in a rush to publicly shame Trump. That's what it looks like. Now, he's trying to reseal them, but the problem is you can't put the toothpaste back in the tube. Once you squeeze it out, it's out there. Once you squeeze it out. And it happens that one of the key plaintiffs in this lawsuit just happens to now work for Glenn Beck. You know, the guy who really hates Donald Trump. Just so happens. I mean, pure coincidence, right? Oh, and also, did I mention that the attorney group that's handling this lawsuit against Trump U? Well, they happen to be pretty big supporters of Bill and Hillary Clinton. In fact, they've paid them almost $700,000 in speaking fees. So, you know, listen, Trump U was a business venture that didn't go as well. It didn't pan out the way they thought it was going to pan out. And this happens. It does happen. I can tell you, being a business owner myself, it happens. Not everything you try is going to be a home run. But of the nearly 600 companies that Donald Trump runs or has run in the past, only 4 have gone bankrupt. Pretty good. Not a terrible percentage. You could match that against Mitt Romney's 22%. 22% of all companies that Romney took over out of business. Totally out of business. These complaints in the lawsuits say that they weren't being taught Donald Trump's exact secrets, and instructors weren't hand-selected by Donald Trump himself. Well, quick question. When you take a college course in philosophy, was that professor you had hand-selected by Socrates? Were they? Or perhaps your math professor? By Pythagoras? No, of course not. Of course not. Clinton and the Never Trumpers are trying to use this as it relates to Trump hand-picking Supreme Court nominees. Give me a break. Trump will not let this go into November. He'll probably just pay it out or settle it, whatever. It's funny because the Hillary camp is saying, well, he's going to be with a civil suit past the election. Well, look who's talking, lady. You could be indicted. totally different. But mainstream media, they will get all over this, and all over Trump, and they'll just give Hillary another pass. Yet another pass. You know, once again, the cards were just, they're played wrong against Trump. They played the cards wrong. Donald Trump counterpunched, and he knocked them out on this one. The facts here, whether what happened with Trump U was unsavory or not, this is being handled the wrong way. There'll be all sorts of problems with it. Countersuits, the whole thing. Well, let's move on to Plano, Texas. All right, Plano, Texas. There's a principal at a Plano, Texas high school, if you haven't heard, who said, well, kids in the National Honor Society are not allowed to wear their special gold sashes at the graduation ceremony. Well, you ask yourself why. Well, I'll tell you because I'm here and I'm the one talking. It's because it may offend somebody. It may offend some of the students who didn't receive the honor of being part of the National Honors Society. Now, these Honor Society members, they go through a lot. They take honors level classes. They have to maintain a high GPA, and they have to complete 20 hours of community service every single semester just to qualify to be in the National Honor Society. But if someone's offended, we don't do it, right? Just another example of academia run amok. We can't offend anybody. We can't hurt anybody's feelings. Everybody gets a trophy. You're all going to be world leaders and titans of industry. But if one of you isn't, the rest of you have to pool your money together and then split it up evenly amongst yourselves, right? Well, maybe the principal shouldn't be allowed at graduation. Maybe he shouldn't be allowed there for failing to prepare their students for the real world, for not promoting healthy individualism, for indoctrinating their students into a society of malaise and underachievement, or for just being a complete idiot. One of those four reasons, any one of them to me is good enough for the principal not to be at this graduation ceremony. If it were me graduating in Plano, Texas this year, I'd wear my sash. In fact, I'd wear everyone else's sash too. What are you going to do, kick me out? Give me all the sashes, I'll put them all on, I'll be up on YouTube, I'll be on Fox News, it'd be great. I would never in a million years let a principal tell me I couldn't wear a National Honor Society sash that I earned. Would never happen. Some of these parents, they're writing letters, how come they can't do it, and this one works so hard. No, just send your kids to graduation wearing them. That's what you do. That's how you combat this. They earned them, they wore them. That's it. End of story. All right. Let's talk very briefly about the Olympics. They're still on in Brazil there. 60 countries now have the Zika virus reported in it. Brazil has by far the most cases. There are 200 doctors and bioethicists and public health officials that say they should not have them there. They should postpone them. But the World Health Organization says it's fine. It's fine. Yeah, the same World Health Organization that said Ebola wasn't a problem until about 1,000 people died. Then all of a sudden it was a problem. The issue here is not contracting Zika, it's the sexual interaction, which is why I guess they're handing out 500,000 condoms at the Olympics. That's the issue, is bringing it back to their home countries, either stow away mosquitoes or through sexual interaction. I don't know. Postpone these things. Move them. Get them out of Brazil. Guys, stay tuned. One more segment here on the Rhino Report on CRN Digital Talk Radio.
CRN listeners, when you come to Southern California, stop by a great restaurant, the Dresden Restaurant at 1760 North Vermont Avenue in Hollywood. Enjoy great entertainment, like the music of the legendary Marty and Elaine at the world-famous Dresden Restaurant. The Dresden was a location for the making of the movie Swingers. Now you can swing with stars Marty and Elaine. Plus, enjoy great food, too, like French onion soup, artichoke hearts, and many other great appetizers. Seafood? There's salmon, shrimp scampi, New Zealand orange ruffy, halibut, Lake Superior whitefish, and specialties like veal marsala, piccata, and parmigiana. Plus, we've got a great roast rack of lamb, chicken piccata, and cordon bleu, and pasta dishes, too. Steaks? Filet, New York, Chateaubriand for two. Much more, too, including pork chops, prime rib of beef, and an incredibly extra large cut of prime rib. It's the Dresden Restaurant, open for lunch Monday through Saturday and dinner Monday through Sunday. Check us out at 1760 North Vermont Avenue or call 323-665-4294.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
Is your business paying too much for your water? Pure Water Technology provides the world's best fully monitored, self-cleaning, bottle-less water purification coolers for your employee drinking water. That's right, I said bottle-less. Because Pure Water Technology can provide you and your employees with a much healthier and cost-efficient alternative than what you're currently using. And we provide free trials. Pure Water Technology has technology unlike any other company, and you can save an average office over 6,000 gallons of water annually. So you can do your part for our California drought, save water, and at the same time have happier, healthier employees. We use new reverse osmosis technology. It's available only through Pure Water Technology. No one else has this system, and we save water too. Log on to ditchthebottle.com or call 888-790-7873 for free information and your free trial. 888-790-7873. Call now.
All right, guys, the last segment of today's Thursday, June 2nd show. Just to wrap up this Olympic and Zika thing, some athletes are not going to be going. Very few. But some, most are, and one of them, Jamaican sprinter Usain Bolt, actually joked about it, said he's not worried because he can outrun the mosquitoes. Well, unfortunately, not all of us can run 30 miles an hour, so if you're going down there, be safe, don't bring it back. If you have it, just stay there. Let's move on. Let's get to the Fire Challenge. This thing, it is taking YouTube by storm. So what's happening is kids are lighting themselves on fire. They're using lighter fluid or some sort of a petroleum distillate, and they're lighting themselves on fire, and they're doing it either in a bathroom, or some of these Darwin Award winners are doing it by a pool, and they light themselves on fire, and then they jump in the pool, or they have someone spray them with a fire extinguisher. They're going to the hospital with third-degree burns on a lot of their body. Unbelievable, right? You have these communities across the country are holding press conferences, and they're saying that their kids shouldn't light themselves on fire. Since when do we have to tell people not to do this? When? I don't get why this is a thing. Why are people lighting themselves on fire? This makes absolutely no sense to me. But rest assured, golden sash or not, these are definitely not honor students. No doubt about it. You know, last year's ice bucket challenge for ALS seemed much more placid in comparison to this. I don't know. Maybe some of these kids' parents should take the old parenting challenge. How about that, right? Because what are the four things you learn when you're really young? What are the four things your parents teach you? don't run with scissors, don't go swimming 30 minutes after you've eaten. You have to wait 30 minutes to go swimming. Do not open your parents' bedroom door after bedtime. And don't play with fire. These are the four things you learn. Four things. I think a lot of this lands on the parents. I really do. With all the crap going on in the world today, we have to now worry about kids lighting themselves on fire. I didn't believe it when I saw it. I couldn't believe it. All right, let's do one short Rhino mailbag here. Let's pull this one. I got this one this morning off the website, rhinoreport.com. You can submit it there or hashtag Ask Rhino on Twitter or email me the question. If you have a question for me to answer on air here, rhino@rwbnetwork.com. Three ways to submit your question. This comes from Alice Haskins from Portland, Maine. She says, Rhino, stop complaining about the heat. Some of us actually like the summer. Well, that's because you're in Portland, Maine. That's why you like the summer. When I used to live in the North Country of New York, we used to say we have two seasons, winter and July, and that was it. In Portland there, you have a couple of nice weeks in the summertime. I totally, totally understand. But yeah, not for me. Winter all the way. Some of you guys, you're big summer people, jumping from AC to AC and going to the beach and all this stuff. No. Definitely not for me. So, all right, guys. I think that's just about it for today. Remember, you can always check out past episodes of the Rhino Report either on rhinoreport.com or you can check them out on iTunes or TuneIn or Spreaker or Podbean or iHeart or Stitcher. There are just so many different ways you can check out the show. And like I told you in the beginning of the show, if you are so compelled to be a Rhino reporter and have your voice heard across the internet, the Twitter sphere, Facebook, wherever, submit me an article you've written. You can send that to me at rhino@rwbnetwork.com. We'll take a look at it, we'll check it out, and we'll get you published, and you can start your career as a writer. How about that? How about we'll say that? So, all right, guys, have a great rest of your day. As always, a big thank you to those serving our country at home and abroad, and a big thank you to those in the law enforcement community. Thank you for all you do. Thank you for all your hard work. We all depend on you. God bless all of you. God bless all of your families. And until tomorrow, have a great day, everybody. I'm the Rhino, and I'm out.